are your mentors? Who are the people who are helping you grow in your faith? Yes, there's all any number of people we should be reaching out to. But sometimes we jump to the, oh, we should reach out to these people, but we don't have in place the things in our life that are helping us grow in our knowledge of the Word and the purity of our lives. Proverbs 13:20 says, whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, and the companion of fools will suffer harm. Who are the formative people in your life? Who are you taking your cues from? And parents, who are our kids' formative people? There's a lot of parents who've said, well, you know, our kids have reached a point in their life where all they do is they just hang out with their friends, and we've kind of lost our influence on their life, and their friends have taken over as their influence. Well, number one, don't give up your kids to their friends. And number two, make sure you know who your kids' friends are, and make sure that the people who are influencing them are influencing them. One of the things I love about our youth group, our high school group, there is a peer pressure toward godliness. There's always going to be peer pressure. Find kids that will help you, and find in your life the people that will help you in terms of raising the bar of the Christian life and following Jesus wholeheartedly.